As you were just told, 6 years ago, a shooter in Las Vegas carried out the deadliest mass shooting in our history. And in a simple matter of minutes, he killed 58 people and wounded over 500. In murdering and injuring so many people so fast, he did not rely on a quick trigger finger. Instead, he used bump stocks affixed to commonly available semi-automatic rifles. When he pulled the trigger and pressed forward on the gun's front grip, the bump stock harnessed the rifle's recoil energy to repeatedly bump his trigger finger, allowing what should have been a semi-automatic rifle to fire like an M16 machine gun. Just like an M16, a bump stock-equipped semi-automatic rifle is a machine gun as defined under federal law. Congress defined a weapon as a machine gun when a shooter can use it to fire, quote, automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. A fully automatic rifle like an M16 is a machine gun because once a shooter pulls the trigger, it fires continuously as long as he maintains backward pressure on the grip. With a semi-automatic rifle, a shooter's pull of the trigger usually will fire only one shot. When he attaches a bump stock, however, once a shooter pulls the trigger, the rifle fires continuously so long as the shooter maintains forward pressure on the grip. To a shooter, the human action required to trigger continuous fire on an M16 is simply not meaningfully greater than the human action required for continuous fire on a bump stock equipped semi-automatic rifle. Rejecting the straightforward understanding of the statute, the majority instead holds that a bump stock does not transform a semi-automatic rifle into a machine gun. Even though a shooter need pull the trigger only once, the majority reasons the internal trigger mechanism itself resets with each shot. And because a shooter must maintain continuous forward pressure on the grip for continuous fire, that fire is not, quote, automatic. This reading is contrary to the text, context, and purpose of the machine gun statute. The ordinary understanding of the machine gun definition focuses on the human action required for continuous fire, not the internal reset of a trigger mechanism. Congress was concerned with how easily a shooter like the one in Las Vegas could create rapid fire with a particular weapon, not how the weapon's internal mechanisms work. By maintaining a myopic view, focusing in on these mechanics, the majority puts machine guns back in civilian hands. As Justice Alito points out in his concurrence, Congress can still step in. It is deeply regrettable that the majority requires Congress to do so at all. Because I instead would follow the statute's ordinary understanding, and that which common sense dictates, I would let the government keep bump stocks from shooters like the one in Las Vegas. I, with Justices Kagan and Jackson, respectfully dissent.